Hallelujah. I honor the Lord on this morning. I honor his blessed son, Jesus. Hallelujah. I honor his precious Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Give honor to my husband, to everyone that is online, everyone that is in the house of the Lord. I was thinking when Eric was... Hallelujah. I kept telling the Lord I want to laugh more. But I was thinking when he was helping me, I said, you make me look stronger than I really am. So thank you, Lord, for the laugh. Hallelujah. But I praise God and I bless God for just everything that he is in all of our lives, because God is, he is phenomenal. He is phenomenal in your life. Hallelujah. And I hope that you are giving him the praise and the glory and the honor for all that he is doing. Hope that you are recognizing the goodness of the Lord in your life. Because when you really recognize the goodness of the Lord in your life, you really don't have time for complaints. You really don't have time to make cases. You really don't have time, hallelujah, to pay attention to what somebody else may be doing or not doing. Hallelujah. You just don't have time for foolishness when you really are praising God and thanking God for what he has done for you. Hallelujah. And I said last week I wasn't going to say this because it would take so long, but I was going to say last week, I'm only going to be for a few minutes, okay. And I think it was like forever almost, but I wanted to say today, hallelujah, that we have a second service, and I'm not going to be long, so one of these times is going to be true, whatever, hallelujah, so please go with me, Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. And I really do believe it's going to be quick this time, so you got to open your heart, your mind, and hallelujah. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Hallelujah. Come on, let's read it together out loud. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Hallelujah. Okay, you may be seated. Yeah. Condemn. Any of you ever condemned anyone?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Everybody should have been saying yes. Yeah. That's to express complete disapproval of. You express complete disapproval of the person themselves or something that they do, something, ways that they act. Hallelujah. Okay, to censure a person or something, to declare to be reprehensible, wrong, or evil, usually after weighing evidence and without reservation, to convict. Hallelujah. The bad thing about God, I mean bad, like not the B-A-D, but like bad, don't you mess with him, bad. The bad thing about it, with the meaning of condemn, is that you can have all the negative information, proof, you can have all the valid information, you can have things exactly like it happened. And it can be wrong in everybody's eyes. Oh my God. But God has the final say. And if I love his word, And I want to walk in it. It don't care what your proof is. It don't care whether I did it or not. But because except his word and I'm going to walk in it, I'm innocent. When God says I'm innocent, there's nothing you can do with me. There's nothing you can do about it.
Good Lord. Hallelujah.
Don't you want the Lord to say you're innocent?
Yes.
Okay, so what you got to do? See, let's go over Romans verse 1 again. I told y'all, see, y'all not gonna be long. I was almost finished. Come on, stand up. Let's read it again. We missing something big time. There is it up there? There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are what? In Christ Jesus. And if you in Christ Jesus, what you gonna do? Walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Sit down. What's going to keep you from being condemned? When you're in Christ Jesus, you what? Doing what? How are you? Girl, let me tell you something with all the answers. You gotta look at yourself when you get him. You're gonna want to be him. Everything he says, do, it's fine with you, it's peaches and cream. Hallelujah. Didn't he tell us to love his law?
Yeah.
Well, we got problems with what he says. Darius, where are you?
Hallelujah.
See, that's the thing. You ask God for conviction, and he'll bring it some kind of way you don't want it. So I had said, I'm not buying no more. I'm not bringing a bunch of sugary things in the house to eat. And I kind of slacked up. But with the week I had last week, I was like, I'm going to have me a good old time today. Give me something good. Hallelujah. Conviction. And I would, you know, my spirit man wants to say, I need a copy of that one. My carnal man would say, you ain't gonna be able to eat no ice cream. In Christ Jesus, you love his word. Hallelujah. What am I gonna apply that to? His word says, I'm the temple. Hallelujah. And all the destruction I brought to the temple, now I gotta go back and try to fix it and build that temple back up. We don't love God's word. Because if we did, we would obey everything he says. We've got our own way, our own mind, our own thoughts, our own feelings, our own opinions about everything, and even God's word. We're going to do with it what we choose. Hallelujah. And feel like we're exempt from it if we want to be. Hallelujah. I love the Lord. He said, tells us here in Romans. Chapter 8, there is now no condemnation. Who am I going to be condemned by if I obey his word? Who am I going to be condemned by if I walk in his spirit? Hallelujah. Who? God might tell me. We our plan, our order, maybe to have a group, to do certain things concerning the group. Okay, let's say the group, get everybody that's in the group, hallelujah, they get their house clean, they get their cars clean, everything about them clean once a month, hallelujah, and whatever the church pays to have all of that done. But the Lord may tell me that Sugar don't get that. Don't do his for the month of November. Hallelujah. And everybody over here in the group is like, that's ungodly. That ain't right. Why would you exit him? Why not do it? That's not fair. Everything in your eyes says that I'm not fair. But I'm going off of what God says. And the thing I love about him, when I obey him, hallelujah, ain't nothing you can do to condemn me. No condemnation. Think what you will, how you will, treat me how you will, but he's not going to condemn me. You can get all of Maryland together. Hallelujah, and they form their posse, their judges and their juries. And y'all can say whatever y'all want. Hallelujah. You can say, take her off to jail. Hallelujah. But if God say I'm not going to jail, I'm not going. And the person who grabbed my arms, their heart may attack them, that they got to loose me and let me go. See, this is the kind of God you serve. This is why you need to walk in him. Yield to his word, because can't nobody do a thing with you. Hallelujah. When you sold out to the Lord, you got to be all in, though. You can't be on the fence. You can't be straggling the fence. A lot of times we want the no condemnation part of Romans 8:1. Hallelujah. But we don't want all of God. We want to be on the fence. Hallelujah. But you can't be on the fence. Hallelujah. Okay. You can be accused of a lot of things. Hallelujah. Some of you might have your long list. Hallelujah. But it does not matter what your accusations are against me. It should not matter to you what somebody's accusations are against you. If you live in this life, somebody is going to find fault with you. Hallelujah. Once somebody sets their eyes on you and they've never seen you before, they can find fault in you. That don't mean you're going to be condemned. I thank God that man does not have the last say so over my life, over my actions. Hallelujah. God has the final say. You got to remember that. Because a lot of us are intimidated by what other people think. Ooh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We're intimidated by what people say about us. Hallelujah. And guess what? I am everything you say about me in your eyes. And whoever you get to believe what you think. But I bless God that I know without a shadow of a doubt. Just because that's the way you see me, that's not the way he sees me. I thank God that he got sense enough to look at me for who he sees I am. He's got sense enough to look at you for who he sees you are. Why let somebody bring your spirit down for what they do to you? Hallelujah. How they treat you, how they act, what they say about you, what they devise against you. Why let somebody bring your spirit down? You're thinking that that person rules your life, and they don't. God rules your life. Hallelujah. Why are we giving our lives, our feelings, and our emotions, our joy, our happiness into the hands of other people? Because all they will do is steal from you whatever they don't have. Because if they don't have it, they don't want you to have it and enjoy the graces of God in your life. Woo. The misery loves company. Hallelujah. You can be accused. Don't be getting all disturbed about being accused. But if you walk in Christ, and I don't mean on the fence, I mean really walk in him. Hallelujah. You can't be condemned. That's the final say. Condemnation determines where you go. What's going to happen to you? And when you walk in God, nobody does that but God. Hallelujah. You can only not be, you can be uncondemnable when you walk in God's will, walk in his word, love his word. You can't abide by it. Hallelujah. Stop thinking, well, you know what, next time I'll obey it. No, you can do it this time. You just got to love his word enough to do it this time. Hallelujah. Stop feeling like his word is unlivable. It's just too much to obey. God doesn't understand where I live, where the type of people that I'm around. He does understand, and he has you there for a reason. Hallelujah. Because just like you need God, those people around you need God. Well, no, if I mention something about God, it might blow my little brains out. Hallelujah. Only if God says so. You got to trust God. I'm going to deliver your word. How can I deliver your word if my brains are on the ground? Trust God. Trust him. Ooh, hallelujah. Guess what? You really think you can be condemned by living holy? If you can be condemned by living holy, then God can be condemned. Now, I need you to go find and bring in here the person that can condemn God. They don't exist. So if you are, like Romans said, in Christ, you can't be condemned. You can't be condemned because Christ can't be condemned. There is no such animal. There is no such one that can condemn the Lord. He said in his word, who in the world will counsel me? Who has instructed me? Who? You're pretty sometimes you instruct God what to do. God, can you make them just understand? God, can you make them stop cutting up? He didn't even listen to that. Don't you know? Search the scriptures, and then you think you have life. All the crap you be asking God to do for other people that you wanted to be beneficial to you, the Son Jesus our Christ. Hallelujah. He sweetens up what you have to say. And the garbage of our prayers, he takes it out so that when prayer goes before God, it is fitting. And it's as the scripture says, a sweet smelling savor to God. Some of this stuff, if it could go to God like it was when we pray, hallelujah, it would stink up the whole heaven. You ought to be, now that's the place for you to jump up and shout and praise God that Jesus cleans up your prayers. Yeah. Otherwise, they wouldn't even get through. If Jesus didn't clean up your prayers before they got to the Father, nothing you pray would make it. And then the other thing that happens, see, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they're one. They work together. That's why people got to work together. While God is waiting in his holy temple, or his holy hill, for Jesus to clean your prayers up. The Holy Spirit is praying for you for what you really need. We asking God to fix this over here and fix that, make this person see, make this, whatever.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit is praying for you and telling God what you really need. Why? Because they are one in the same. They're three in one. What the word say, and the Spirit helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what to pray for as we are. But the Spirit maketh intercession for us according to the will of God. Some of the stuff that happened in your life, and it surprised you because you never even asked God for, the Holy Spirit prayed for you and asked the Father to do it for you. And we want to choose whether or not we want to walk in his word. We want to choose whether or not we're going to obey him. How crazy are we? Can't call you no fool, but how crazy are you? Hallelujah. What is that pride doing to your mind? Oh, good God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God can't be condemned. You know why? Because he's the one that sets everything in order. He's the creator of all things. Situations, circumstances, he allows. Hallelujah. And he has an order that he wants to go. And when you defy him thinking that his order is wrong, like, let me change up. He can change up things just like that. We can't. We think we can, but we cannot. God has the final say. Hallelujah. Look at Psalms 34, verse 22. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. The Lord does what? Servants. His servants. Hallelujah. You know, in what we look at and call slavery times, no master never took care of another master's slaves. They didn't. Hallelujah. Each master had to take care of their own slaves. Hallelujah. Whatever price that needed to be paid, in other words, whatever money that they had to put out to hold on to that good slave and to keep him working, they had to pay it. For their servant, for their slaves. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that you stand in the need of, if, say if real loud. Am. Say it. Say, if I am God's servant, my debt is paid. Hallelujah. Being God's servant, if you mess up something by accident, he pays the price. That's what redeemed is. That's totally different from you being on the fence and cutting up and sinning because you want to. Totally different. Hallelujah. If I go over there to walk to the bathroom, and I knock over Joe's guitar by mistake, and it's totally demolished. If I'm God's servant, if I'm in Christ, he'll pay the price for my mistake. Now, if I got mad with Joe, and I know the guitar's over there, and I just bump into it, because it shouldn't be in my way. And it rip all over and break in pieces. God ain't gonna pay for that, even though I am his servant. Because at that particular time, I wasn't serving him. I was serving sin. I was serving the devil. Walking after my own vengeful mind. Ooh, good God Almighty. Well, it wasn't a mistake. No, it wasn't a mistake. It was a premeditation. A lot of things we call mistakes are things we premeditate in our minds and our spirits. Hallelujah. Anything that you can give thought to is premeditated. Hallelujah. Psalms 34:22 says, if you're the Lord's servant, hallelujah, he'll redeem you. He'll pay the price for whatever it is that you do wrong. But not if you intended to do it. Not if it was premeditated. These are his servants that he's talking about. Those that love his word. Those that yield to him. Those that walk after him. Don't need to walk with him or walk before him. But those that walk after him. We can never walk with God. Side by side. Or in front of him. You got to walk behind him. That's why the woman with the issue of blood, she came from him behind and touched the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. We want to walk with God on the same page he's on, even ahead of him, not servants. Hallelujah. Okay. Servants will trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Servants of the Lord that really trust in him, he will not leave them deserted. Man will desert you. People will desert you. Hallelujah. People cannot hang with you but for so long before their mind gets to flipping all out. Hallelujah. Going through one change and then another. The Bible says the arm of flesh will fail you. Hallelujah. And that's why, because it's not God. Nobody has got your back. Hallelujah. 100% but God. How is it that we don't deem him wonderful enough to follow? Because every time you get in trouble, every time something happens, the first one you're calling on is God. God, can you do this? God, can you heal my body? God, can you fix this? God, can you work this out? God, can you pay this bill after you squandered the money? The first one we look to have our back is God. And he's got it. But what is he dealing with? Is he dealing with someone that's in him? Is he dealing with someone that trusts him? Is he dealing with his servant? Hallelujah. Or is he dealing with Jekyll and Hyde? It was on the fence. Jekyll one day and Hyde the next. Hallelujah. Ooh, you're going to have tests and trials. They're going to come no matter what. Hallelujah. But if you are in the Lord, you will not be condemned. Because you'll welcome people that are really in Christ. Hallelujah. People that really trust God. People that are really servants of the Lord. They learn to welcome tests and trials. I thought about a lot of things that happened in my life that were tests and trials. Well, everything is a test. Everything is a test and trial. You sitting in here today is a test and a trial for you. Today was Sunday. You had the choice to do whatever you chose to do. But every Sunday is a test. Every Bible study is a test. Because he says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. Hallelujah. And we choose to either yield to the Lord or yield to whatever it is we want to do. You're going to have tests and trials. But God will not condemn you if you are in him, if you are his servant. He will not allow you to be deserted or desolate if you are in him, if you are his servant. Oh my God, it looks like I really told the truth today. Hebrews 13:5. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Remember I told y'all last week, I say I feel like I want to just get rid of everything in my life, everything I call a possession. Hallelujah. I have to walk in. I'll keep some clothes to put on my back, but I feel like I just want to get rid of everything because possessions, we build our worth in our minds off of possessions. We do. And we're constantly fighting for more. I think about the lady. In the scripture, that went to the temple of God to pray, and that became her home. She prayed all day, every day. God supplied her need. And the scripture ain't saying nothing about her going hungry, not about the little girl that he told, hallelujah, to stop eating. But all of her need was supplied. Oh, Pastor, y'all all still and quiet. No, I ain't there yet. We always have reservations about whether or not to believe God's word or to believe what we think. Hallelujah. Tell me what you can take with you when you leave here. You say that, but you don't believe it. Well, you think you're going to last long enough for it to wear. See, y'all making me go somewhere else. I'm supposed to be about done. You think you will have, you'll be able to handle it. You'll be here long enough to deal with it and work it in your favor until it's no more good for anything or anyone. Oh, my God. Let your conversation be without covetousness. You know, the deepest conversations you have and the most damaging conversations you have are with yourself. I know what I said. Let your conversations be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. We have so much people would come, literally come and kill us for. But we're content. Hallelujah. Where in the Bible that says adding to what we believe. Hallelujah. The conversations that you have with yourself, that's where the covetousness comes from. Think about it. Lust of the eye. You see it, you want it. The lust of the flesh. You feel like doing it. You feel like having it. You're doing it. And the pride of life. Who you think you are, deserving? You think some things are owed to you. Children run around here. Y'all making me see. Y'all making me preach. Crazy has so many awful feelings towards the parents. Hallelujah. Parents is just like you when you had that baby, before you had him and all the things you thought that your mother should have did for you and should, what spirit are you gonna pass on to him? Because that's how we pass these spirits on to our kids. Hallelujah. We're not content with what we have. The thing is, if you had a mama or a daddy and they stayed and they took care of you, you are blessed beyond measure. Yeah. Stop finding things wrong. Go to your parents and let them know you forgive them. I don't care what your mama did. I don't care. She's working off of, I'll tell y'all, a Christian education a couple of, well, last week, a week before. She's working off all the crap that happened to her when she was a kid. She can't process it. She don't know what to do with it. Even 60 and 70 years old, you still don't know what to do with some stuff. Because most of your life, even being a Christian, you have not believed the word of God. But you yielded to and leaned on your own understanding. Hallelujah. Before your parents leave here, you need to go love up on them. And thank them for what they did. If they got you on the weekend, thank them. If your parents are dead and you had issues with them, you treated them a certain way, go to God and make it right. Go to God and make it right. Tell the truth about you. Got to understand now. I wanted to control them. I wanted them to treat me a certain way, but that wasn't your will. Don't
were treated so that you can learn from it, not be bitter and angry.
Hallelujah.
Parents, most of them ain't number babies themselves. I had one at 15, another, second one at 17. What in the world I know about a child? How to take care of them? But you do, they did the best they could. Hallelujah. That's why y'all don't need to be going around here having sex. Because next thing you know, you got something, somebody that you got to deal with and you got to see about. Hallelujah. And it ain't no more time for you. Yeah. Hallelujah. You're living your life days is over. Yeah. Just for you. That's why people go and drop, y'all making me go. That's why people go and drop their children on their parents. And that's why when they're older, they get stuck with some children from somewhere. You gonna do your time. Ain't you glad you did, John? You gonna do your time. You gotta be content wherever God allows you to be because he is molding you and making you. He's preparing me. You go back and revisit that song. He's preparing me for some things that I can't handle right now. He's making me ready just because he cares. He's providing me with what I need. Through every chapter in my life, God is preparing me. Hallelujah. You want great? Then let him prepare you. Start praising him for all your down places, what you call down places. Honey, they're glory places. Because they're going to bring you up out of a pit, a horrible pit, and set your feet upon a rock. And establish your going. I'm gonna put a new song in your mouth so that you can praise God and not go through a whole bunch of changes. Shekinah, let your decision be the decision of God. Ooh, you got a whole lot of people in your head telling you this, that, and the other, but they are not going to take the fall when you gotta take it. They're gonna look and say, and find something you did wrong. But if you don't hear God, if you don't obey him, hallelujah, you're going to be a miserable somebody. And all they're going to do is laugh at you. You'll stop playing with God.
Yeah.
So all they're going to do is laugh and have more what they call wisdom and instruction for you. The thing is, if you trust God, you don't have a want. We don't want for things when we trust God. You don't know what God will do. You don't know what his plan is, how he's trying to position you, where he's trying to center you. Hallelujah. You got to be content. Let go of covetousness. Be content with everything that's in your life, how everything is, whatever it is. Just be content. Stop looking at other people and wishing you had their lives. Y'all want to be a pastor? Yeah, I know a whole lot of you do. Don't say nothing, because that's being written in the books, and you're going to hurt yourself. It's going to be written as a lie. I'm just going to tell you this. Hallelujah. Yeah, she be off a rocker. She don't know what time it is. The timing is his. But let me tell you, if you want to fall on these shoes, and I don't care how good you eat, but you're going to do some damage to your body. Some gonna be some irreversible stuff. Hallelujah. You're gonna feel sadness, depression. You're gonna feel like there's no such thing as strength. You say, well, no, I would be like that because I know who I am and everybody keep on knowing you. As if God can't change you, you can go to step down that step, and your whole life be changed. Jonathan is always on me about being careful before, because he don't want me to fall. Hallelujah. And that's why I walk super, super slow, because having him fell down the steps twice, I walk super, super slow. Yesterday, I was like, God, this is a big, earlier last week, I'm like, God, this is a big weekend, a whole big week, a whole big weekend. And I went to Eric's house, and I'm like, have mercy, Jesus. You got to go up them steps. And when I got to the second of the last step, I had to reposition myself, because now I would just use the cane to step up. And when I grabbed for the cane, I kind of lost my balance. And I felt myself going back down the steps. And I'm like, God. And it was like everything just stopped. My whole body just stopped. And somebody asked me, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Because I got a grip. There's nothing for me to grip on, but I got a grip. And I bless God that I did not fall, because I would have, you know how they twirl around and fall? Yeah. Mercy. See, nothing is going to happen to you unless it's a test. Yeah. There could have been a test for me, but I bless God that it was not. Hallelujah. We're worried about so many things. Yeah, so you would be the one that something's going on with your balance. You would have, your life would have to rewind really fast. And a whole lot of stuff that I went through, now you would have to go through it. Mm-hmm. See, nobody gets away. It's not about what you got mentally, emotionally, physically, or even spiritually. It's not about what you got. Because what you got, you ain't got. It does not belong to you. If God uses you, it's God. If you're doing it after your carnal desires, hallelujah, it's you. Oh, my God. Be content with whatever you have. Appreciate what you have, because somebody would really rearrange their lives, and some would even kill for what you have. Hallelujah. Especially if you are married and you got a good husband and a good wife, you better hold on to that person real, real tight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because don't get it twisted, somebody would kill for your wife or your husband. Mm. Wives, husbands, don't let nobody blind your mind. Hallelujah. Treat your husband and your wife like you would treat God. You say you love him. I'm gonna buy you a goodie today, sugar. No, well, yeah, on my way home tonight. Hallelujah. No, not Popeyes. Something else. Something better than Popeyes. Hallelujah. You better cherish what you have in God. And guess what? If you're single, take as many cold showers as you need to. I was done 20 minutes ago, but... seriously, if you're single, take as many cold showers as you need to. Open that up, that word. I don't care if you just finished reading it. Hallelujah. But open up the word to the things about surrendering yourself to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Get in Peter. Hallelujah. If you are single, you don't need a man or a woman to make you fulfilled. I just want to be with somebody. See, what you don't realize is that the position God put you in, he put you in that position to come to him and to raise you up. But you're in a plan. And your plan was to do contrary to what the Lord did. Y'all have to make me cry. Because there's some of us in here.
Hallelujah.
To go with the Lord, you was determined. You trying to restructure your life so it can be what you think. And then what God want to give you, what he want to do in you, what he want to do for you, you'll never get it. Because it belongs to you and not everybody else. Good God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
I can't be rich like you can be. You can just see it. Hallelujah. But you missing. So missing it.
Hallelujah.
You're so restructuring everything that God has put your life to be like for you to be in. Hallelujah. Because you feel like this is not good for me. I'll do all the wrong things. You're going to do wrong because you just want to do wrong. What you claim you need, you don't need because God would do it. You don't have to try to make people do things. You don't have to try to present situations. God.
Hallelujah.
Ooh. Be content. With such things as you have. If all you're left with, you had some twins, Kristen. Your world was their twin. Your world was your twins. And your twins, you let them go stay with their godmama. And all of them died in a car crash. Now you running around here trying to get Joe baby on the weekend. Hallelujah. You trying to get Carolyn's baby. Don't think. Hallelujah. You just miss your twins. We'll miss them. Because it's something that God wants to do in you by missing. I'm telling y'all. Something God wants to do in you by missing. Hebrews 13 and 5, let your conversation be without covetousness. Stop thinking you need everything what somebody else has. Be content with such things as you have. For he who said, talking about the Lord, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. Being alone and not having people is not being alone. Being alone, what you feel like being alone is. See, oh, sorry, I better go back. It's that conversation, I'm in wrong. It's that conversation that you have. Let your conversations be without covetousness. That conversation you have with yourself, it looks at everybody else having this, that, and the other. Something similar to what you had, and now what you have is gone, but they still got theirs. That's because God is not trying to take them where he's trying to take you. If you don't want no condemnation, if you don't want to be condemned, you can't look at other people and want to put yourself in their place or have a life similar to theirs. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time for you to have your twins and a time for the twins to be gone.
Yeah.
Oh, bless God.
Bless God.
All right, let's stand. You have no idea how beautiful your life is if you just surrender to God. things you desire deep down in your heart. And God moves so that he can put you in these places. But he can't do it when he's got to entertain everything and everyone else you bring before his presence. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that you had the final say. God, I thank you that if I am in you and I love your word and I walk your walk, that nothing and no one can condemn me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I don't care if they do put me in prison, you will open the prison doors like you did in your word and free me. God, thank you for how you see us, what you see us as, and all of the work you do to make us better. Give us to get on board with you. Give us, Lord, to stop trying to create our own lives and to trust you. Hallelujah. God, give us to serve you and to honor you as our true Lord, as our true King. God, we bless you and we thank you. Thank you, God, for the move that you are about to do over the next 3 months. Hallelujah. In our lives. The more open, the more receptive you are. Hallelujah. The more honest and the more pure your heart becomes, the more God will move over the next 3 months. Thank you, Father. Thank you for major changes in our hearts and in our spirits. Hallelujah, Sister Sweetest. Woo, gear yourself up for something joyous in the Lord. Hallelujah. He's coming to you. He's coming to visit you. He's coming to your home. Hallelujah. And if it seems like everybody deserts you. Oh, hallelujah. There is nothing that can harm you. Ooh, God bless you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Give us to recognize your kingdom when you bring it to us in many ways on a daily basis. Because God, you're always bringing your kingdom, but we don't recognize. We woke up today, you brought us your kingdom. When we prayed, you brought us your kingdom. When this building was left standing for us to come into and to worship you, you bring in your kingdom to us. Hallelujah. Understanding of your word, bring in your kingdom. Give us to recognize, God, when you bring your kingdom to us.
Yes, Lord.
In collective places and in personal places. Thank you, Lord, for who you are, all that you are. In our lives, spirit. Hallelujah.